when you consider the Saviour's own affliction and you comprehend the entirety of the body of all that the Lord Jesus Christ endured, whether it was in his life, whether it was in Gethsemane, whether it was as he ascended there to Calvary itself. None suffered as he suffered. None. None could, none would, none ever shall. Because of the inward eternal suffering in which he endured. Now, can I say, humanly speaking, people would look at the very spectacle of the cross, wouldn't they? And they would say, nothing good could ever possibly emanate or come from the cross, the place of shame, the place of death. How can you bring good out of death? Oh, but we know the story, don't we? And we know what God has done, the Lord Jesus Christ. He hasn't just brought good from that which man did at his worst and from the outpouring of hell upon the soul of Jesus Christ. Do you know what he brought out of it? He brings us heaven. He brings us hope. He brings us peace. He brings us all that we need. And if it be the very pattern and method of my God and your God to use Calvary as the method by which you have peace with God, then in your light afflictions and your heavy afflictions or whatever they are, God can bring good to them. That's what David is saying here. The Lord will requite me. He'll bring me good for this cursing this day. And that's why I say, dear friend, if you are in what you think are unreasonable situations, the first port of call should not be complaints. It should not be murmuring. I know many of you, and you don't do that. And it's a testimony to your faith in Christ, and so I encourage you in this. But if it is a problem we're having, if it is a difficulty we face, we struggle in how we respond. Godly reasoning.